On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU soccer team, Mary O'Brien, the sophomore out of Maplewood, Minnesota. And first of all, congratulations on the big win Friday. That was a huge win. You guys needed that, especially because of playoffs. How nice was it to get that win and kind of a relief, wasn't it?
It was nice just to secure the win and to know that we were going to make it to playoffs regardless of Sunday's game. But it just helped us to turn around from few losses and just finally get a win again before playoffs.
Your team went into last weekend on a 4-game losing streak. What was the mindset trying to snap that? I know the self-confidence kind of gets low when you're on kind of a streak like that, but how did you guys turn things around?
We knew we had to win just because we wanted to make playoffs, and it was just kind of a mental thing knowing that if we wanted to keep going, we needed to win, and we just kind of kept on digging and pushing and fought through our frustrations in the past two weekends, and then we just pulled it out.
You go into the game against St. Cloud, they score first. How hard is it to come from behind in a game? Because soccer doesn't have a lot of goals. You know, 1-0, that could have been the final. How did you guys pull that out?
We just kept working. We knew once we were down 1-0 that it didn't mean anything because there was still a lot of time left in the game. And we scored soon after, not too long after they scored. And so that kind of helped just like even it back up. We just knew that we had to just keep fighting because there's a lot of time left.
You guys tied it up on a corner kick. Walk us through how that all played out.
Abby kicked it in from the corner, and it went to Tiff's head, who flicked it onto the net, and I was just kind of standing right by the goalie, and goalie just kind of dropped it and fumbled it, and I just kicked in the back of the net.
It's important to be in the right spot at the right time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Ben Hillary scores the game winner in the 35th minute. You guys are leading 2-1. 55 minutes of soccer left in the game. How hard is it to hold onto that lead, especially in soccer, because obviously your defense had to come up big?
It can be pretty hard when a team is just pushing against you so offensively, but we just tried to take our chances offensively too, and not, we played defense, but we also played offense. We just tried to keep it as a normal game. We didn't try to force it one way or the other, and we just tried to keep possession of it and just play it out.
You guys played UMD on Sunday. You go over to Duluth, and then you end up in a 1-1 tie. Was it nice to be able to get that tie with Duluth? I know they're a pretty solid soccer team, aren't they?
Yeah, it was nice to at least get a tie and not a loss out of there. I mean, they're a good team, but we did good against them, too. We had some chances, should have had some more shots, but we did pretty good against them, and knowing that we went from a win to a tie, now into playoffs, we're still moving up, and it's a good thing we didn't lose because it probably would have brought us down a little bit right before playoffs. So
you scored your 10th goal of the season in that tie. Of course, it was a final of 1-1. I know Jim Stone was on Sports in the Round last Wednesday. Your coach talked about how when you have a goal scorer who ends up in double digits on the season, that's a pretty good soccer season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it feels good to be in the double digits, I guess.
What's it like leading this Beaver squad in goals and knowing that you're helping your team get to the playoffs?
I mean, it feels good. I mean, I'm here to win and help the team get as far as we can. And if we need me to score, I'm going to do my best to help the team by scoring as many goals as I can.
You got playoffs on Wednesday against Upper Iowa. How do you guys prepare for that?
Just normal practice, take it easy after these past few games, work on a few little things that we need to, and then just kind of mentally prepare. We know we can beat them. Last time we lost them, but we didn't really have the best game, so we know we can come out there if we play our game that we can win.
What is your major? Have you decided what you're going to do after college?
My major is business with an emphasis in finance. I'm not really sure what I want to do yet with it, but we'll see.
What's it like being part of the soccer family? And when I say family, I mean it. You guys are awfully close, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. It's nice to be a part of this team. I mean, we're family on and off the field. We're always together, hanging out. We always have fun. And even if a weekend goes rough, a loss or two, we still bounce back and we're still the best of friends. No matter like what happens on the field, we're always best friends.
Good luck in the playoffs. We'll be cheering you on.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.